frankly, just be part of the conversation. I mean, these guys put so much more time into this. It's really, if anything, I'm a lot more relaxed. I don't worry about the things as much. And frankly, you just learn to trust that board. Just supporting the conversations that go on prior to the draft. Ted and I have a meeting a couple days out before each and every year, and just talk about our roster, the guys that are here, and the vision of how I see the football team moving forward. And then he goes to work. So, Ted sits in the big chair, and he has to make those final decisions. And he's got a tremendous filter to take in all that information. And he's extremely consistent with his decision making. Well, it's a big man's game. I mean, I think that's when you get into a season, when you look at challenges that you have during the season, you have to make sure you take care of things up front. So we have a very good offense and defensive line, and I think just the way the draft board laid out. In the numbers of potential prospects there, that this was definitely an opportunity to take advantage of that. And we were fortunate to get two offensive linemen and two defensive linemen. If you look at our history, we've pretty much taken tackles in the past. So I think with that and how they develop and how all those guys fit together, there definitely will be an opportunity for a positional movement and things like that. And I think, like anything, with young players or any player competing to make a roster, the more that you can do is obviously increases your value to the football team. I think the first thing that jumps off is his speed, in his hands. And you look at the opportunities that he had there, obviously played in a rotational type offense. And obviously everybody knows about the quarterback. And so I think with that, he's played in a versatile offense, and I think he'll come in here and challenge, and he brings a little bit of different dimension with his vertical speed. Obviously, Martinez comes in here and he gives us a guy that's played a lot of football, four down player. That's something that's always very high on my list when we talk about players. You start with special teams and offense and defense, so it's definitely going to be a very competitive 90-man roster. That's really, at the end of the day, that's my true focus. And the process is still going on, and we need as many as we can to keep them competitive.